And let's now move into a mini meditation and prepare ourselves to receive another message from Kryon. And the best way we can do that is to really relax. And in the relaxation, that's where we're more receptive to receiving not only the message from Kryon, but the energy of love that comes pouring forth. Do you give permission? Are you willing to receive and accept the layers of love that Kryon is so ready to pour into you now? There is nothing to do to receive this love. It's simply being open, relaxed, in the stillness and the silence. And in this place of receptivity, let us invite Kryon to come forward with the message now.
Is Star Wars real? Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a question, yet again, we say to you. There would be those who say, well, of course not. That's just in the movies. You might be surprised. I would like to give you some information that we have given before in certain ways that might be interesting to you. But it really does talk about the history and the positioning of your planet in the galaxy, the timing of life even. Before I talk about that, which is life on other planets or in the galaxy, and perhaps yes or no, were there wars in the galaxy that would resemble what you had in your movies? I want to give you a premise in 3D that truly you will understand. All of you on this planet, even the ones who don't have children, understand about children. When children grow up in a family, they start with a clean slate. It's very disappointing to many parents to find that the children will then go into things that are, would be, let's say, lower consciousness that they were taught. That they would go into pushing and greed and bullying and all the things that little children do, because that is the evolution of consciousness that is common to humans. And it's true. As the children grow up, they go from sweet little things, and then they become a little older, and then they are pushing and pulling with their siblings and yelling that he had, she had more or less. Sometimes it's a difficult time. Even in the most joyful times, birthdays and Christmas, where they would push and pull, they go into other stages, and then they grow up and they become perhaps a little rebellious. Then they have to go into their own world and do the things that they only do because they don't want to be like their parents. This is all growing up. But I want you to take a look at what happens in that, which is a cognizing of a consciousness that is then eventually mature. Even in their 20s, some of them are still rebelling, going to school, perhaps even in high school, they start to experience the others who have become bullies, the others who have become perhaps greedy. All of the, you would say, attributes of humanism present themselves in this evolution of consciousness as they grow up. Then finally, in their late 20s, perhaps in their early 30s, something else starts to take place. Now they have arrived and can make decisions on their own truly, and some of them become best friends with their parents. So what you see, even when you take a look at the 3D episode called Your Children Growing Up, you get to see an evolution of consciousness. And I want you to remember that. We have told you in the past that the history of your planet is fairly unique. The actual when did life begin on your planet attribute is a bit unique. Your planet is as old as the galaxy is old. It's not newer or older. And yet there are certain attributes of what happened here that are different. If you take a look at what you have called the origin of the universe, the billions of years to make the planets that are there, you start to see that there is a semblance of order that is in timing of just about everything. Everything is about the same age. But what is different is this. At what point did life start? On the multitudes of planets that allow for it. Now let me just stop right there. If you don't believe this, this is now science, who have discovered literally thousands of planets that are very much even like Earth, that have the attributes in that what they call the Goldilocks zone, which means that the heat is right, the gravity is right, and much like Earth, even some with water and oceans. So you have the attribute right away that you did not have maybe 20 or 30 years ago. There are planets, thousands of them, like yours. Planets in general, there are trillions of them. Most suns, the dots in the sky that you see, have planets. And so you have the option and the opportunity for life to start on all of those, just like they did here on your planet. With the same physics, with the same chemistry of the galaxy, there was then the same opportunity for life to begin like it did here. And in that it began, but dear ones, it began very early, while Earth was still basically getting started. We have told you this before, that on your planet you had up to 4 to 5 starts of life. And then it was stopped, perhaps not terminated, but had to start again for attributes that were common to this planet. You start to ask those who study the planet, they'll tell you about it. So this is not something that is an esoteric idea. This is your science. How long did it take for life to start? You got a late start. Not just a little late, but by millions of years late. And that is the way it worked. Around your galaxy, there was already life that was starting, and it was starting to evolve. Back to the children. How do you think life started? I will tell you, it started with the same energies yours did. It started with old energy thinking, with greed and wars and all of the things you've experienced even within your own history, as the consciousness, you might say, of the galaxy evolved. And within those multitudes of years, many of those planets, they had the technology, just like you had the technology through the discovery of physics, just like you're discovering physics now. And there were Star Wars. Indeed, much like what you see in the movies, perhaps not quite as 3D as you are, but definitely those who would have up to the horror of genocide to another planet, Star Wars was real. I would like to tell you something that you should remember. They grew out of it. Because consciousness evolves. And the longer the planet was there, one of two things happened. They either destroyed themselves, you can see that, you could understand why, and some of them did. Or they made decisions to grow, and in that they had a higher consciousness and started to realize there was a creator. You realize that. Most of your Earth believes it. You're on track with that. And in that, they started to examine multidimensional things. They found much that they never expected was there. They even realized they themselves were part of a grander plan. Not all of them understood this. Not all of them became that which you would call spiritual. It's not spiritual. They didn't join churches, dear ones. They simply awakened to a larger truth of the way things worked. And in that, some of them became what you now are calling ascended planets. Some of those who would visit today, you would say, are angels. All over this galaxy, there are planets that understand and know a very, very high energy ascension status. And in that, they have the abilities through the energy of consciousness and the understanding of physics to actually visit other planets without vehicles. I have told you that. There are still some that didn't quite get there, and they are visiting with vehicles. You cannot assume the consciousness of any of them as they arrive and speak to you. There is a whole story about that as well. That's not the story we're telling. What we're telling you is they, on the scope of the galaxy, they, the ones who have gone into ascension status and understand what is going on, are your star family. They are the ones that came 200,000 years ago and gave you the 23 chromosome attribute and setup, whereas everything was 24 before. Even science looks at this, squints a little and saying, how could that be? Somehow an intervention occurred, and you have 23. In order to get there, this galaxy had Star Wars. Yes, they did. Warring with themselves, even up to planet against planet, even into that which would be the horror of genocide. And they passed it, dear ones. They passed it. At some point in time, they even threw away their weapons. Are you getting this? Are you truly getting this? You are sitting as a planet ready to go into that particular mode of no more war, of starting to understand dysfunction. A battle of the dark and the light is occurring between consciousness. Those with a compassionate understanding against those who want to keep it in a very old Star Wars energy. Yes, it did happen, and it happened in your galaxy. But your galaxy got over it and passed through it. Now you have the same opportunity with this evolution of consciousness that is taking place. Light truly is winning. But in the process, there is the battle against the dark energy of old consciousness to get where you're going. That is the truth. And that is why I love you the way I do. And so it is.